This audio is from the live stream broadcast of November 18, 2022. The meditation for tonight is from October 25th, 2018. Silence does not need to know. Sat says a few words before the meditation, and then after the meditation, there is a few minutes of discussion.
What we are going to hear tonight, some of you have heard it. Some of you were in the same room after meditation that this came out. I can only tell you this came from a very, very high place. I really was not much conscious, even afterwards. I say that so you guys give value. Even if it feels too much, according to your view of life, give it a chance, because seriously, this talk is not from this world, and I had nothing to do with it, as always.
Everybody meditates with the audio that is chosen for tonight. After the meditation, Sat says,
any sharing?
I just kept thinking during the meditation, I remember that night, and I remember witnessing the state you were in, and knowing what was coming out was an incredible thing to be witnessing. And at the same time, the concept was so foreign to me that I couldn't quite understand it. I couldn't accept it somehow. And all these years later, I'm just happy because I understand it so much more. It doesn't hit me on a brick wall.
Yeah, when it came out, it was very new for me too. And then after that, I have talked about it. It was fresh from the oven. Yeah, it is really, really... It is an information from beyond, I have no doubt, that it is a very ripened ground to even feel the truth of it. If you guys are in silence, you don't have to talk. I just want to let you know I'm available.
Sachin, it feels very good that we hear that we don't know anything about ourselves. Because all the judgment that we have toward ourselves, everything that we think we are, just vanish in a moment. Mm-hmm. And it pushes us toward a deeper place.
I had an experience. This is such a phenomenal audio, but I saw myself, I saw my body have a sensation, and I saw myself, I saw how there can be a rising in sensation, and then a little bit later I saw a little rising in the thought, but I was in this place with your words that I saw, in that place I don't rise along with it.
Yeah.
I know this article very well because we worked on it together when we were doing the book. But tonight, the sentence that you said, silence doesn't need to know, really was opening up and listening.
I remember when you said this after the live stream at Baba Kinsepi's house, and I remember she is standing up and she is sitting there and she is sitting on the couch. Who is standing up? Who is sitting on the couch? And even then, with that limited understanding, it really hit me for a moment. The who wiped everything else out just for a moment. And now when I hear it, like Bahar said, I can see there's so much less concreteness than there was then when I first heard it.
When I heard it tonight, I was blown away. Because that is my experience of the reality, that is my realization of that. And I was blown away how it could be put into words. How is that possible?
Especially in that state.
Mm-hmm. Where only that state can come out.
You know, it was very interesting. As I was hearing it, I started thinking, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Then I started thinking, it's an illusion. It's an illusion that is made out of different things. How others see you, how you see yourself in the mirror, how your mind sees you, how's everything, but then none of it is real.
Hmm. Yeah. No, if it's like the image in the dream says, I know. The only time that image really knows, when it realizes the dreamer, then he knows the whole plot. Having said that, this knowledge that came from beyond, I normally don't share it like this, come in and explain before we meditate, but I think it's necessary. Doesn't change anything in the life of the image. It's just brings more harmony and peace in the dream. It's extremely powerful words. And I can emphasize on that because it didn't come from the personality. I had no idea. And it was fresh for me too that night. They had to revive me, remember? It took a long time for me to come back to world. So I just want you to know it's a very precious meditation and contemplation. The best meditation is when you can contemplate with the truth. That's when it opens up. Otherwise, it's a temporary peace and then you come out and you do other stuff. So contemplating on the truth is realizing the truth. That's how important it is. Like Ahmed was doing it, or any of you that were doing it. It's not to transcend, but to consciously become aware of it. Like I was aware when it was coming out of me. I was amazed tonight for the first time. That we are receiving the beyond truth. I am receiving it, and you guys are accompanying me.
What could equate the worth of that?
The worth of that is when you contemplate on it. That's the worth of it. And it leaves an impression in you. If you know the worth of it, you just listen to it. That's all you do. There is no way that will not help you throughout your life. It's impossible. In the right time that we're taking things seriously,